This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
That's right, folks. It is Statter Story time. A couple quick things here before we get to what Swag cooked up for us today. Nimmick coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll talk some recruiting with him. Somebody said, you think Oregon went from a lifetime irrelevance to perennial national player overnight cleanly? And we answered, no. Nobody argued that in the last segment. Nobody argued that they were against Oregon being investigated.
I love that if we have a pro-Oregon opinion, it's because we're the home of the Ducks. Like, that's such a... It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sure there's all sorts of shady stuff going on behind the scenes at Oregon and at every other program around the country. That's the way that it works. The feeling that I have about the NIL stuff, honestly, is kind of the feeling that I had when weed was first legalized. And you could walk into a store and buy, like, it just, that was, it's so weird because you're so used to it being behind the scenes and you know that it's there, you know where to find it, you know it's out there, you know people are smoking it, but now it's, you can just walk into a store and buy whatever the hell you want. I have that feeling about NIL. Like, you know, all this shady stuff has gone on forever at every Big Ten program. Mm-hmm. This is college athletics. What are we kidding ourselves?
Jimbo Fisher admitted it. He's like, this isn't new. We've been doing this stuff forever.
Right. We can just now, we don't have to do a handshake under the table. We can do it on top of the table. And that's the weird part that I have with it. Seeing all these deals and the money that's getting handed around. I'm happy the players are making money. I don't have any issues with it. And I'm sure everybody's cheating up the wazoo because the NCAA has no guidance on this and they don't care about what's going on. But it is weird for me. I have not quite fully adapted yet. That's for sure.
Can you cheat as well as the SEC? And by cheat,
that's,
I mean,
question.
How is your NIL going to stack up against them? Because they're going to make the most money.
They are.
I just have a hard time seeing anybody be able to match what they're going to do in this thing.
That's the challenge. All right, what do we got? Stat or story time. What do we cook up?
Your first number is 91.
91.
Is it the postseason per game rushing yards average for Titans running back Derrick Henry, who's expected to return to action this weekend? So his per game rushing average in the playoffs. Or is it the diameter in meters of the mysterious ice disc that has formed in a river in Maine in 2019 and it is reforming this winter?
Ooh.
Per game run. He's had, look, I don't know how many playoff games. Well, I mean, him and Mariota, I think, made one early on. Didn't they beat Kansas City randomly?
Mariota threw a pass to himself.
That's right. And they beat Alex Smith and the Chiefs on the road.
I'm going to say this is a stat.
I don't think he had a great game against Kansas City in the AFC title game. I know he ran all over Baltimore and New England. I'm going to go story.
Story.
Is it more or less than 99?
It is more, 111.7 yards.
What a beast.
What a beast.
For him in his playoff career. No, this comes to us from our friends at Huffington Post. So there is a ice disc forming yet again in the Presumpscot River up in Westbrook, Maine. It first appeared in 2019 when it grew to 91 meters or 100 yards wide, and it's free floating. It's not attached. So due to the currents and the depth of water, they can form in the river, and then it will start to rotate as well. They advise people to not try to go out and stand on it.
You know, I had not too long ago, I had a friend of a friend have a pond. It's a good size pond. I'm not talking like a little puddle here. And where they're at, it gets really cold and they get the snow, and it's in Oregon. Video of him and his son ATVing on top of the pond.
Wow. And I old move, Cotton.
Well, it's, you know, he's been there for years. He knows that better than I, but I saw that and I got nervous watching. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I see those videos on Instagram and stuff all the time. It's like, hey, let's test out the ice. And it's like somebody going out and trying to play pond hockey. And they go out and they fall in.
Or the people that are in the, like, the Speedo. And they run and they jump onto the ice and it doesn't break. Like, that was not a good
ouchie. Your next number is one.
One.
One. Is it the number of playoff games Aaron Rodgers has started in which he did not throw an interception? You got it?
Got it.
Or is it the number of different shapes of popcorn kernels, as today is National Popcorn Day?
I'm going to go story. I mean, when you hear that stat, it seems like there's no way. The number of games he started without throwing an interception.
Number of playoff games he started in which he has not thrown an interception.
You tell me, in all the years they went to the Super Bowl, they've been to the playoffs perennially, NFC title games, only one game that he hasn't thrown a pick. I'm taking the bait here. I'm going story.
God damn it.
It's a stat.
It had to be. I knew it had to be.
I hate
January 5th, 2014, a wild card loss to the 49ers. The only game.
That's insane. His TD to interception ratio in the regular season is unmatched historically in the NFL.
This comes to us from factretriever.com, as it is National Popcorn Day. There are three different shapes of popcorn kernels. Rice, Pearl, or South American. They did not give me a photo. I'm curious about the South American. But yes, are you guys big popcorn fans?
I am. We are. Yeah. We like popcorn in my house.
Yeah, I like popcorn. I can get down on some popcorn.
I'm not really like the extra buttery guy. I just buy the popcorn at Costco and I pop it and that's what we eat.
What kind do you get? Do you get the movie theater one or what? What
it's the movie theater one. If the kids are not there, I'll add some spice to it. I like
Do you go old school and actually pop it, or you just throw it in the microwave pre-bag?
Who's got time for that, man? That's one of those things.
Caveman,
The wife tried to do that one time and it backfired. She got like something for Christmas. It was like,
the
I want to do
air popper
old,
or whatever.
Yeah, and it just things were stained. It burned. Yeah. Like this. I was like, we have 8,000 bags of Costco popcorn in the garage. Go grab one.
When I was little.
Is that the only way they could do it?
No, that was old school when you put the oil in the pan. My dad nearly burned the damn house down.
Did he really?
Yeah.
When Swag was little, they discovered popcorn.
No.
Real Orville Redenbacher?
No. Popcorn goes back to...
how far back does it go?
Probably the cavemen?
No. Native Americans the story goes up somewhere in Pennsylvania or up there where the first they presented it to.
Well, to our knowledge, they were.
To
the
our
first.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
So that
corn
was when it
was popped, according to Google, as early as 4700 BC.
Oh,
Google.
Wow.
Yeah.
In Peru. Fossil evidence in Peru suggests that they were popping that corn.
All right. Your final number is 12. Is it the number of consecutive divisional round playoff games Tom Brady has currently won? So his current divisional round playoff winning streak. Or is it the amount of meat in kilograms the average crocodile yields as Thailand ramps up production in the wake of a deadly swine disease that is decimating the pork industry?
Story.
So the last time he lost in the playoffs was obviously the Titans game, but that was a wild card round. He's lost in AFC title games. I remember they lost to Denver in the AFC title game.
Why does he do this?
You got to think it through, man. You got to show your math.
But it never works.
You got to show your math.
You think about it, and then it never works.
Got to show your process, okay? Can't just write down an answer.
How'd you
get
there?
How did you get to that answer? Yeah, you know?
He's like he's
straight.
Sitting in the chair at Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I know. It's unbelievable. He's like looking for a lifeline here.
I love a lifeline. Can I do 50-50? Is
who
that an option
would you call
here?
For a lifeline, by the way? Like in a questionnaire situation, who is the person you would trust the most to be the most informed on the most topics that you would give your best shot to?
How does that work? Do you have to give them one person before the show starts?
I think they had a list. There was a list of like three or four, depending on what the question was.
But who's number one for you?
Swag would be on there for a lot of things. He's very knowledgeable. My dad would probably be there for like politics, U.S. history, that kind of, you know, I'd probably lean on him for that.
And then you'd
have to be able to check all your bases because there could, you know, what if it's like a science question? Like my dad doesn't know anything about science.
So I'd have my dad for the science
stuff.
Right,
you gotta be able to, you know, cover your tracks there.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna go story here.
It is a story.
Show my work and it worked.
Tom Brady currently.
I didn't and it worked.
On a 9-game divisional round playoff winning streak.
Okay.
His last loss was 2010 to the Jets. Was that Mark Sanchez?
Mark Sanchez. They went to back-to-back AFC title games.
That was my thing is I was kind of doing the dirt thing mentally, but I'm like, they lost to the Jets in the divisional round, and I know that was not more than 12 games ago. Plus, they had a couple bounces. I think the Titans in the wild card. Brady's last year in New England was a wild card game.
Let's see. This comes to us from Vice. So there, I guess, there is a deadly disease that is ravaged the pig, swine, pork industry in Thailand, where that's the most popular meat. So it has caused the price of pork there in Thailand is over $6 a pound.
Whoa.
And so now crocodile meat is taking its place. So they're using that for everything. You can get 12 kilos of meat off the average crocodile that's being farmed. It sells between $2 and $3 per kilogram.
Things are going well over there.
And so, so they're using it trying to make like
over here?
Crocodile bacon. And you ever had alligator or crocodile?
I've had gator, yeah. If a gator.
It's not bad.
It needs to be prepared. It can very easily get chewy and rubbery.
I'd rather eat vegetables and rice than have gator.
And everywhere I've had it, it's either deep fried or it's heavily spiced.
I had it deep fried.
Cajun blackened spice or something like that.
Yeah.
It needs a lot of help.
Yeah, I could live. Like, if I was in that situation, you just give me a big bowl of rice with some good veggies on top of it, a little sriracha. I could live off that for a month.
Would you go dummy meat, or would you try to like a different meat if they suddenly were like, hey, pork or cow or something is
well,
no
there's
longer
a lot of
exists.
Seafood yeah, there, so I'd be okay.
You what?
Like, there's a lot of seafood as well in Thailand. A lot of fish, a lot of that. So
those oil-covered fish.
Yeah.
I've
heard
Thailand's beautiful.
Yeah,
we almost went when we were in Vietnam. We had a plan to go for 2 days, fly over, go to what's the famous town over there?
Bangkok?
No, not Bangkok. The other one, the tropical place.
Yeah, that
Phuket?
One.
Phuket?
Sure. I'm not familiar with my Thailand cities.
Well, you should be. You should be.
All right.
I haven't studied Thailand yet.
Nemec's waiting.
Nemec's supposed to be on in 3 minutes. So.
Okay, well, would you guys shut
Where's
up
Swag
over
on
there?
The clock on that
God,
segment?
Shut up. Somebody said Sam Elliott needs to do a crocodile ad.
It's a little gamey.
All right. Roast beef.
Gator stew.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.